Shalom to all. Today we're learning with Baba Basra, Parak Bay's Mishnah Gimel, Mishnah Dalet, and today's Mishnah are being learned with Chos Asr Basra, Chol Shishi Bezecher, Fine Receiver, going to Bikar of Mamish. And we continue discussing if a person wants to do something that could potentially be damaging to somebody else, what necessary steps have to be taken. So the Mishnah says, a person is not allowed to open up a store of baked goods, that's what Nachtaimin is, meaning he's not allowed to open up a bakery, or if he's opening up a dye shop, he's dyeing clothing, this is not allowed to be opened up underneath his friend's Eitzer, his storage house, because the fumes of the bakery or the dye shop are going to ruin everything being stored up above. Vladirav's Bakr is also now to open up a barn. He can't put his cattle underneath because the smell is going to ruin that what's being stored above. And the Mishnah tells Be'emes in truth, which means this is halacha, b'yayin hitiru. If the guy who has the upstairs is storing wine in barrels, it's not a problem because smoke doesn't damage the wine. Vladirav's Bakr, but even in such a case, he's not allowed to use it as a barn because the smell of the cattle will ruin the wine. Smoke doesn't, but bad animal smells do. Another din, chanus shebechatzer. If a guy who lives in a chatzer, he owns a house there, so he has the rights to use it, but now he wants to open up a store, yachalim chazbai. Other people are allowed to be meichad, a lot of protest. V'loimerlein, tell this fellow, eni yachalisha and mekalan chanasim mekalan yotzen. I can't sleep because of all the customers coming in and out. However, a person who lives in a chatzer, isa kalim, he can make kalim, different vessels and different things like that, yotze u'meichar b'sech hashuk, as long as he takes them out and sells them in the marketplace. Avol eni yachalim chazbiyade v'loimerlein. However, somebody who lives in the chatzer is not allowed to protest and tell one of his neighbors, eni yachalisha and I can't sleep. Let me call a patish, let me call a reichaim, not because of a hammer, not because of a millstone, let me call it tinoikas, and not because of kids. In other words, if a person wants to make noise within his own home in the chatzar, he's doing some renovations, or he's grinding his wheat there into flour, a neighbor's not allowed to protest, it's making too much noise. And by the same token, if kids are coming to this chatzar to learn Torah, this person's a melamed, he's a rebbe, and he's teaching them, neighbors are not allowed to complain about that either. Mishnah Dalet continues, if a person has a wall next to his friend's wall, he's not allowed to put up another wall there, unless there's a distance of 4 amos between his new wall and his friend's wall. And that's because if he puts up a wall within 4 amos of his friend's, then that's going to prevent people from walking in between these two walls. It's too narrow, so they're going to go around. And it's actually good when people walk back and forth because that tamps down the dirt, making it really solid around the foundation of his friend's wall. And once again, him building a wall too close to his friend's wall is going to prevent people from walking there, and so he's not allowed to do that. Now, another scenario of a person building a wall, let's say he wants to build a wall and it's right near his friend's window. The din is as follows. The distance has to be daud amos. He has to make sure that if he's building his wall high, that the height has to be more than 4 amos above his friend's window so that he can't stand on top of his wall and look inside. And by the same token, if he's building a low wall, he has to make sure that it's low enough that it's 4 amos below the friend's window so that he can't look into his friend's house. And by the same token, he's not allowed to build it directly opposite his friend's window so that he's able to look right inside. It has to be off to the side. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Hay involved with more cases. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.